Today's daf is daf kuf nun gimel. We're holding in the ninth parak of Baba Batra, parak Mishameit, and we are on the very last word of the fifth line, which is ayim matamta davikotu barbachayim ubemavet. So we had over here a case where someone presented now a matana in which the language of the matana was mentioned in life as in death. Now, we're going to see that certainly is not a standard language that is used for the matnat shechit mirah. But, as we know, any type of indication that a matana was given in the context of shechit mirah, or in concern for death, gives it a din of a mitzvah machmat mita, which is essentially the same halacha, that if it's emet, it can be chozer. Now, this was a case of a matnat shechit mirah b'miktzat, but it was nonetheless mentioned b'chayim u'b'mavet. Since it mentions b'chayim u'b'mavet, so memela, this enters into the issues that we had yesterday. See, if it was a matna shimra b'mitzah, and there was a kinyan in it, and it mentions b'chayim u'b'mavet, so that raises the question of whether maybe he meant to give it le'achar mita, in which case it wouldn't be useful at all. Or it could be that it's a regular kinyan that should be chal now, but he's saying that it's mitzvah machat mita, which case it would be chayzer. So Rav says, Rav paskin on it, hareil ki matnat shchiv mirah. Rav says, look, it has the same din as a matnat shchiv mirah. Therefore, it's kena, even though it, we could have said, it's, but he's mentioning the mavet, maybe it means le'achar mita. So even though l'maisa it was b'miksat, and even though he did a kinyan, which you need to do with the matnat shchiv mirah b'miktzat, the meaning of it was that it's kena as a matnat shchiv mirah, and therefore there's no chashash of trying to make kinyan achar mita. What's more, if he was aymer, he could have been chayzer. Shmuel says, since he put in a kinyan in it, so memela, it's considered to be a matnas bori. Now, to some extent, this represents the opposite of the, this is why we're bringing it over here. Because this touches upon the issues that were raised yesterday by Rav and Shmuel in a case where guy adds a kinyan to a matna shchiv mirah. The question was, what does he mean to do? So according to Shmuel, in that case, he was saying that he might have been trying to give it li'achar mita, and therefore I don't know what to do about it. Rav was saying, what's going on? It's opening. Rav was saying that no. What he's doing is always looked at as being mechazik, an additional keach to give over that he wants not to be able to be chayzer. So that it should be chal even if he's emet. In this case, however, we have a very serious complication. The complication is his language, which says both mavet and chayim. That's number one. And furthermore, we're starting from a position of a guy who made a kinyan because he needed to make a kinyan. One reason we can say he made the kinyan is because it was a matna shchiv mirah b'miktzat, so he needed to make the kinyan. If it was a matna shchiv mirah b'miktzat, and he mentions mavet, so then you would think, okay, so now he's really messed up, because if he's trying to make a kinyan and not give it as a matna shchiv mirah, and he's saying mavet, then it won't be chal at all. So according to Shmuel, who holds that you always have to be chayish, that maybe he means this to be chal le'achar mita, so it shouldn't be usable, b'chlal it shouldn't be usable. Rav, who holds that where you make a kinyan, the din is that you're being b'chazik so that it isn't chal, it's, rather that it is chal, afilu michayav, and even if he's emet, he can't be chazer. So in this case, he's got the problem of having mentioned mita in terms of his kinyan. So and the kinyan that he's making over here is because since it was a b'miktzat, he needed to make a kinyan. So Rav can't jump to the conclusion that he made this kinyan to be b'chazik b'matna shchiv mirah. So this introduces a number of very important complications. An excuse for doing the kinyan, which is not that he's simply being b'chazik, because it was a matna shchiv mirah b'miktzat. The mentioning of mavet, which complicates matters by possibly turning the matna shchiv mirah b'miktzat into a mitzvah machmat mita, but possibly stresses that he wants this to be a normal matana, and therefore it says b'chayim, and the fact that it's le'achar mita seems to be saying he wants it to be chal le'achar mita, which is v'ala shouldn't be good. Okay, now surprisingly what happens is that Rav and Shmuel focus differently on the meaning of the language and therefore paskin without recourse to the problem that they had yesterday in their machlokas. And this the Gemara is about to explain. So Rav says, despite all of this, it has a normal din of Amat Ashkenira. Shmuel says, despite all of this, it has a normal din of Amat Nasbori. Why? Rav Amarek, Rav Nashkenira, because since Lamaisa, he mentions Mavet. So then what he's saying is, Achar Mitaka Amarlai. What he means is that I only want this to be Chal after my death, in which case, he's saying that he's giving it over as a regular Shemira, because he wouldn't have said that, he realizes that since he was going to go over Miktsas, so then it would be Chali v'michayev. So he's saying, no. So I want you to know that I'm being Mitzava Machmat Mita, basically. Therefore, Imamat Choser. And this would be a complete Matash Shemira, despite the fact it was b'miktsas. Why then did he write Michayim? But if you wrote Michayim, so then, and you also have a Matan Shemira b'miktsas, so put the two together and say that he meant this like a Matan Zbori, the way we saw in the Mishnah. No, says Rav. Under these conditions, we understand that the mention of Michayim is to be a mazel tov, so to speak. In other words, I don't want to talk about my death without saying, of course, I'm assuming I'll survive. So he says, b'chayim u'b'mavet, not stam to mention b'mavet. I mean, it's a very depressing and pessimistic point of view. So he wants to express the optimism. But l'maisa, he really sees this as about nashchid mira. So that's why he talked about Michayim. So hayde kasev b'chayim, it's like a simen b'alma that he should live, the chay. Shmuel amar, hareyu kematnat bari. Shmuel says just the opposite. Actually, all that he was looking at was that word, minikasi bechayim. Since he writes on it bechayim, why did he mention bechayim? Because he meant mechayim, that it should be chal now in my lifetime. Had he not said that, then we would have had a problem in the case where it wouldn't have been the miktsas, because maybe he meant to make a kinyan b'shtar, so to speak, le'achar misa. But in this case, he had to make a kinyan. So that's not a problem, because it was a matna shkimera b'miktas. So you'll say, but he mentioned b'mavet, so only wants it to be chalach, and he says, I'm back with my problem. No. He said b'chaim, he meant mechaim. So why did he say b'mavet? So minichsi b'chaim mechaim ka'omar. When he said b'mavet, he didn't mean after I die. He meant me'ata v'yad olam. Like a person says, b'chayai v'moti. He says, in other words, yes, of course it has implications that it's a, but he's trying to say this is a gift forever. I'm not limiting it in any way. That's all he meant to say. Amri Nardoi, Hilchata Kavati the Rav. Say the Nardoi that Allah is like Rav, we focus on the Aliachar Mita. That it's Shavatin of Amadna Shkimira. Omar Rava, now Rava, the truth is, Rava could easily have said what he's saying, as we're about to see, even in Rav's psak. But that's not obvious on the surface. When you read it, Rava simply said, if it mentions the word Mechaim, then he's Kana Mechaim. That seems to be Keneged Rav, despite the fact that the Nardoi paskined like Rav. Truth is, if we look carefully at the Lashon of Rava, we'll see that that's not the case of Rav. Rav talked about a case where he said, B'chayim. And Rav is talking about a case where he said, Me'chayim. There's a big difference. Because you can always say that the question of B'chayim is that's a din of istam, a simon of alma, right? In life. But when you say from life, what's it supposed to be? From life. That it should be chal b'chayim. That's already a legal term. So the truth is that Rava, when we look into it, is not necessarily saying anything that Rav wouldn't have agreed to. But the Gemara first didn't realize that. So when he said that, Amemar said, well, I mean, we don't paskin like Rava because we just, I mean, isn't that the Nardoi? They paskin like Rav, no? So Ravashi said, I need you to tell me that. I just read the Psak of the Nardoi, so what are you, Pshita? So I understand, what is Amemar adding? Amemar is adding a lot. Because Madatim Mechaim Modi Rav. I would have thought that Lamaisa Rava was not arguing on Rav. because there's a difference between mechaim, which sounds more like the legal definition of I want the gift to be chal now from the time that I'm alive, or saying bichaim, which is I should only live. That's not the same. So maybe Rav would be made that in the case where he said mechaim, he does mean it as a matnat bori. Therefore, Amim is telling you, bichidit, kamash malan, that no, Rav was really not medayik between mechaim or bichaim. We don't paskin like Rav either in this, because Rav is essentially telling you, it's the mention of mavet that's essential. And we never look at a mention of mavet as being just a statement of forever and ever. People don't talk about death as forever. If he's talking about death, that means that he's worried about dying. And therefore we see this as the Matna Shchimira. Ahudiyata, the commentator of Nachman and Arda. Now there was a case like this where it came in front of Reb Nachman. The problem was that Reb Nachman was in Narda. Now, he held, like, as the Narda said, Allah Karab. The problem was that he didn't want to paskin because Narda used to be Shmuel's yeshiva. So he's going to paskin like Rav in Shmuel's yeshiva. He didn't feel it was right. So what did he do? He sent the questioner with the case, Shadri Lakamdir Virmiya Baraba Lashum Tanya. So he sent him to this town of Shum Tanya, which is outside of Narda, to go to the Bezdin of Virmiya Baraba. Because he said to himself, look, Acha Atta the Shmuel. So if you have a Kavasid Rav and a Paskin right here, like Rav in Shmuel's Yeshiva, I can't do that. But I know that if I send him somewhere else, everybody knows that Dalok is like Rav. He'll Paskin to him like Rav. That this is a matnas shchiv mirah, wasn't a matnas bori. Therefore, if he was a mate, he can be chaser. But I don't want to say it here. There was another case where it came to Rava. Now, Rava, there was the case where he said mechai, not bichai. So Rava paskened like his son. So over there, Rava kishmai titay. So this was a woman, a he, the atayla kamid Rava. So Rava paskened like his own psak, that if it was written mechaim, then it means that it was chal mechaim. And she was saying, well, but I only wanted it to be a gift if I died and I turned out getting better, and now they want to take the money from me and it's really my money. He said, it's too bad. It was written mechaim, which means it's chal mechaim. That was Rav Ashita. So she drives him absolutely crazy. Telephone calls, emails, she's got lawyers, and she's appealing his decision. You're leaving me penniless. Rabbi doesn't know what to do with her. So he finally figures, look, I got to get rid of this lady somehow. So what I'll do is, I'll write her out of psak that she should go to another bezdin, but I'll write it in such a way that when the bezdin gets it, they'll know she's a mishigana, and that the psak was only meant to get her off my back. So what does he do? So, avikatardalei, so she, we use this word today, right? Matrid, what do you call it? Somebody who's, Hatrada minit, hatrada telefoni. What do they call that in English? Come on, this is harassment. Exactly. Yeah, so it's a sexual harassment, a telephone harassment. So this woman is harassing him. It's the same word. It's so beautiful. So she was harassing him, driving him absolutely crazy. So Amalei Rav Papa, Breder of Chanan. Rav Papa, Breder of Chanan was his sofer habayonim. So he could share his little tricks with him. So he tells him, he says to Psafra, he says, look, Zilka Tovla, so write her the Psak the way she wants it, but put in at the end, Socher Aleihem Omita'an. She won't know what that means, no one will know what that means. But it's obviously a reference to the Mishnah that we had in Bob Metzia, where the Po'alim don't show up and they want to pull out, and he can't get other Po'alim, and it's a time it's going to cause him hefset, because that was a case where he had the pishta that was still in the, he had to get it out of the vet. So it says over there, you can fool them by promising them more money, you know, but never give it to them. So he says, so since she's harassing me, the other bezdin will see that this was a case in which I'm writing this out because I have a right to be mata her. So they'll understand what I'm saying. And they won't allow her to collect with this.
They'll say, she thinks, now she's harassing us.
Exactly. But anyway, this, unfortunately, was one smart lady. So she read that, and she absolutely blows up. So she says, Ah, that does it. Now I curse him. Litba Arbe, let his ship sink. He used to invest. Yeah, so he used to invest. Rabbi she said, let his ship sink. This is what he wants to do to me. But he thinks he's fooling me. He's not fooling me. I see exactly what he's doing. So what are they going to do? This woman cursed him correctly. So now they're afraid. So they say, okay, you know what? We'll take off Rava's begotten and we'll put it under the water. That'll be Mekayim, her klola. Well, his begotten sank. Maybe that'll be enough. So they take all of his clothes and throw it in the ocean. Matbia lamani de Rava b'maya, but it didn't help. His ship sank. Lo ifrik mitbia. There was no way to prevent her curse from being chal. Next time they harass you, face it straight on.
What's
that?
Losing property?
Property. Yeah. It should be a simon that's, you know, there's some pu'ula that the curse is gairin. So if we can make it happen in some other way, maybe the Gemara often does that. So anyway, we're ready. Lo katav bashchiv mira. Now we get into a real story. The first Mishnah that we had about the sugya was talking about where it was shchiv mira b'miktzas, the shaila is what's included, and so on. Here, the shaila is a shchiv mira. Because normally, a daitiki, or what we write up of a ksav of a shchiv mira, includes two things in it. First of all, it includes the words, just as the opposite, where somebody's giving something where he's of sound mind and body. That's called a matnas bori. And indeed, the norm is that in the contract, which is a matnas bori, you write of sound mind and body as I walk through the market. That's the lashon. So I'm still around walking through the shuk. And therefore, this is a standard business document, not to be confused with a shchiv mira. So you would write that. Or in a matnas shchiv mira, you would write as I lay in my sickbed, to make it clear that it's a matnas shchiv mira. At the end of that document, the norm is that the people writing up the document close it by saying, and indeed he died and went to his eternal rest, as we'll see. So in this case, we just had a shtar. It did not say any of that. It didn't say I was in the shuk, it didn't say I was in the bed, it didn't say he died, it didn't say anything. So the people are presenting this. You know, we don't know what to do with it. And we'll get to the actual case of the Gemara. But the Mishnah tells us the rules. How about if you have a document that doesn't say Zeshchiv Mira, lo katuv ba Zeshchiv Mira. So he tainas, this is, while I was Zeshchiv Mira, I got better, Baruch Hashem, and I don't want to give this. I have Mechazer be. Vehin Omrim, they say, what Zeshchiv Mira? This was a regular Matana. You wrote a Matana. That doesn't say anything about Zeshchiv Mira. So they say you were a Bori. Tzarich la'vira haya Zeshchiv Mira haya divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says if there's no indication that he was a shchiv mira, then the giver is the one who has to prove that he was a shchiv mira. As long as he doesn't, why would we think it's a shchiv mira? We have a shtar that says he gave away the property to them. The chachamim omrim, the chachamim say that the deal always is a motzi mechaviro alav araya. So over here, since this guy is still a muchzik, and they're claiming that nobody gave it to us, so he retains his property until they can prove it. Now, on the surface, we don't see what the meaning of such a machlokas would be. The Gemara will explain it. But we start off, first of all, with a shtar that did have the part about his being a shchiv mira, but it doesn't have the part about his having ultimately died. Now, that kind of shtar raises another problem. Since Bedavke was written as a shtar v'shchiv mira, se imamat choser, by definition. For someone to present a shtar v'shchiv mira, who is now dead, and the heirs are claiming, yeah, but he got better, and therefore this is a useless thing, because it doesn't go back into effect now when he gets sick again. This is a piece of worthless paper. He wrote this when he had his first heart attack, he got better, and this is ridiculous. Throw it out. And then when he finally died, he did not write out the shtar again. So it was written in it the standard words, which are, Kad havi kotsi v'romi ba'arse, when I was ill and lying in my bed, But it didn't have the standard closing. And it didn't close with the words V'loka tavba, umi gomire ifti lebet olme. And from his illness, he indeed took off to his eternal home. It didn't write that. So normally, to make sure that the shtar is clear, that it's a shkimera shtar that is chal, so when they write it out, they write out the event. So then Besdin can see that indeed he died from that illness, and this is not a worthless piece of paper. Tainad Rabba, so what? Bottom line is, he's dead, isn't he? So hare meit, vare kivro mochiachalav, he's dead and buried. So what are we going to say? Your ten, he got married, he got better in between. I mean, we only know that we see a piece of paper that says he was ill. So he was definitely sick. And now we see his grave. He's definitely dead.
Is there any angus upon his grave? Who says? Maybe they just...
Yeah, of course we know that it's him. Obviously, it says his kid wrong. He's just saying he's dead and buried.
But that's something that's to be
true. Yeah, of course. Okay. But he's dead and buried. So Mamela, I don't understand why, if all the information that we have gives us the right to assume with a chazaka he was sick and now dead. So whether you look at it from before or you look at it from now, the bottom line is we have no reason to doubt the current situation. So the chazaka will work backwards, works forwards. What's the problem?
Yeah,
of course. We'll see. Omalei Abaya, I don't understand what you're saying. What do you mean it works backward or works forward? Let's say a guy's in a plane crash. Right? And the bodies disappear. And we have no testimony that this guy died. So you have a Svina. We're over there that we don't know of survivors. Most of the passengers definitely died in this wreck. Fascinating that it comes right after the story of the sinking ship. It always introduces the next sugya, right? Okay, so a ship goes down. Now, certainly, most of those guys are going to die in the water. We don't have specific indications that this guy died. The halacha over there is la halacha, the Mishnah. Notnim aleihem chumrei chayim v'chumrei metim. So the din over there is, you have to be machmer in both directions. Let's say this guy's a kohen, married to a bas Yisrael. She has to assume he's dead. She can't eat any truma. Let's say it's vice versa. So she's a bat kohen who's married to Yisrael. She can't eat truma. You have to assume he's alive. So he's still going to house her from eating truma. And this isn't a case of a shipwreck. But how many people are going to survive a shipwreck? So Cholin, you're saying the guy was ill. No, so he was ill. So what? We're rov cholim l'chayim. So lo kol shekein. I don't understand what right you have to say, since he was once ill, so therefore, since ultimately he died, so therefore we should assume that he died from that illness. Now, Lemaisa, this tremendous, tremendous discussion among the Rishonim, among the Achronim, what the heck Abaye is talking about? Rava made a point here, that the Chazaka works in both directions. We have an indication he was dying from before, and we know that he's dead. Over there, we don't know that he's dead. I mean, obviously, we don't know that he's dead. Otherwise, why are we giving him chumrei chayim? So how can Rabbiah possibly compare a case where the whole point is we don't know if he died to the case of Rava, where the point that Rava was making, if somehow the gears of Rava, the point that he was making is that the guy is known to be dead, in which case he's saying the chazaka now should work back to the way it was. He's saying midahashtamid. In this case, you don't have midahashtamid. So, I mean, on the surface, Abaye is saying something that does not add up at all. Is he arguing on the basic assumption of Rabba that the chazaka is midahashta? So he's saying that certainly is not true. We're not going to take a chazaka working backwards in time if initially a person was alive. That's a given that that's not true. Therefore, let's only discuss the chazaka of the fact that he was ill. You can't assume, if in a shipwreck, you can't assume that he died. Koshkin, you can't assume that he died as a chola, because most cholim do survive, and most shipwrecked people don't survive. Okay? that could be, as we'll see through the sugya. This, I must tell you that we're not going to get through this sugya satisfactorily because there's 50 different approaches and none of them are persuasive. Something is going on beneath the surface, and the fact that every Rishon and every Akhbar has a different approach as to what's going on is indicative of the fact that what we need to do is just concentrate on what those issues might be and not try to come out with a clear-cut definition of the machlokas of the nature of chazaka. So, I mean, it goes from one extreme to another. And the Ramban Tainas, which again, a lot of discussion was the Ramban saying. The Ramban says that, well, a shipwreck is the equivalent of his being dead and buried now. What is that supposed to mean? The shipwreck is equivalent. I mean, obviously it isn't equivalent. But in other words, in terms of your assumptions, ultimately, and this is as our president raised the issue, I mean, doesn't it have to do with the time that passes? I mean, obviously at one point or another, the guy's dead. So what are we saying? If you're certainly not saying the instant the ship went down, you're sure that he died. Again, it is not at all clear whether this is stam, the type of machlokas which Abaya rejects the whole sfara of Rava, which is what it's mashma later, or whether there's some issue in which he's really comparing it to the case of Rava.
When it says rov cholin, it means rov cholin will reach the stage of shchemeva?
Yeah. Omer Avuna Bereda Rav Yehoshua. Listen, we just had the case yesterday of the lady who's a Shriv Mirah every Monday and Thursday. You know? He just got too tired of going. Omer Avuna Bereda Rav Yehoshua. I'll tell you. That's what it seems to be saying. I'll tell you. Come on, Ozo Hashmaita the Rabba. Krabi Natan. The truth is, it's not all that clear the direction that a Chazaka would work. So if he's responding to a Baye, so then we see that where Abai is standing. And the truth is there's a machlokas in the Braita about cases like this. So the Braita begins with a situation where somebody presents a gift in which there's no indication of what kind of gift it is. Right? It's similar to our Mishnah, the Braita on our Mishnah. It doesn't say, I was well of sound mind and body, walking through the streets, and it doesn't say I was lying in my bed in illness. It doesn't say anything. Now they're arguing about whether it was a matnas shchiv mirah or not. So it says in the Braita, mi motzi miyad mi, when we say hamotzi mi chaviro alav haraya, who is the one that has to bring the raya? He, what we have to do, as we'll see first, Rabbi Yaakov says, is who motzi mi dehem belo ra'aya v'hein ein motzi mi ado ela b'ra'aya. So the recipients cannot get anything from this guy unless they bring witnesses that he was well at the time that he gave this. But even if they take it away from him and they're now holding it, he can establish that it's his by simply bringing witnesses that it was his. And the fact that they have this piece of paper means nothing until they can show that he was a bori. So that is Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Nassan Omer, now here we see a shita that says that we look at the current situation, which is what Rabbi was saying. So Rabbi Nassan Omer, well, if he's currently now a bori, so then what they're saying sounds right. Because they're claiming he was a bori, and he is a bori. So if he is a bori now, so then, l'chora, alav lavi raya, shaya shchiv mira. So then, he should have to bring a raya now, that he was chaser, and that at the time he was a shchiv mira. We don't know that he was a shchiv mira. We see a bori, we see a shtar that doesn't mention anything about a shchiv mira, and the bori is claiming he's a shchiv mira. Prove it, and then we'll believe it. If he's currently in shchiv mira, and he's saying, I changed my mind, which he has a right to do, and they say, what, Shchiv Mirah? When he wrote it, he wasn't a Shchiv Mirah. So then, Alehem Lavi Raya Shabariyaya. So then it's up to them to say otherwise. This is exactly what Rabba was saying. He was saying, let's look at the current situation. Whatever the current situation is, he's dead and buried. He's dead and buried, so then we assume that he had died. I mean, we assume that he was ill. Whereas Abaya's, who's a mashmahutir, here is that Abaya's taina was dafka like Rabbi Yaakov. I said, we don't do that. We don't say, let's look at the current situation and say that it depends now, defining the past by what the current matzav is. A chazaka doesn't define the past. A chazaka is first established and defines the future, not vice versa. So therefore, time is a baye. If you can't say something that is known, that a guy was in a shipwreck, that defined the past well enough for us to make assumptions, so then how could Choli define the past well enough to make assumptions? You're tying. Let's look at the current matzav. Rabbi Yaakov didn't say that. But Reb Nosson did. Fine. So this is the Bachlokis then. You're telling me like the Braita. That's what the simple mashmos of Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Ishu is. Who is Rabbi going like? He's going like the Sheet of Reb Nosson. Omar Rabbi Elazar. What's interesting is that when it comes to defining what the situation is of a Suffolk Tumah, you'll remember that a Suffolk Tumah B'Rishot HaRabim is considered to be Tahor. So the guy isn't sure whether he came in contact with Tumah. And his suffix is nailat in a place where people are walking, so it's a public place. Then the din is, we learn out from Sota, that without any reasoning, he's a din of tar, vada. If the suffix is nailat b'rishut ha-yachid, which is not defined the way shurta ha-yachid is defined for Shabbos, with b'chitzes, it's not a b'chitze, that's the point. It's the question of whether this is an area isolated from public access. It only has to do with whether literally Shuta Yachid or Shuta Rabin. So it bears a vague resemblance to Shabbos, which is why we put the sugyas together often, to contrast the definitions. But there the halacha is Shuta Rabin. The Torah tells us it's Varei Tohar, Sveko Tohar. Now, what is the situation where you have the same issue and you don't know when the suffix was nailad? You don't know whether it's Rishus HaYachar or Rishus HaRabim. You only know the current matzav. So somebody comes in and he says, in the case where the season will define whether it's Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachar, which is very common in fields, during a growing season, nobody walks there because it's bad for the field. So then it has it in Rishus HaYachar. In the harvest season, everybody walks there because you need to harvest. A guy was mesupik if he had touched tuma in a field. So he says, so when did it happen? Was it on the 29th when they'd already started the harvest? Or was it on the 28th? I don't remember. So now we have a suffix when the suffix was nailah. It's very similar to this case. Was it at the time that he was a shchiv mirah or at the time that he was a bari? What's the situation now? So l'chor, it's dependent in this machlokas. According to Rabbi Natan's, what's the situation now? Right now it's the season of the harvest. So then it's Rishus HaRabim. So we should assume it was Rishus HaRabim. And this indeed, Tani's Rabbi Elazar, is the case. The Mishnah says that's not. You have a bik'ah. So a bik'ah is an area in which you have a lot of fields that are surrounded by a fence, in which people generally will not walk during a growing season, so they respect the fence. During the harvest season, of course, everybody comes there. So a bik'ah. B'yamot hachama, where everybody's there, it's still Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos, because you have mechitzas. The only thing that defines Rishus HaYachid for Shabbos is the fact that there's a mechitzah of Asura Tfach. But l'gabe tumba, since there's other people there, it's Rishut HaRabim. If it's during the rainy season, Mimota Geshamim, so then it's Rishut HaYachid for Tumah also, because nobody comes there. It's certainly Rishut HaYachid for Shabbos, because it's got a Mechitza. So it's Rishut HaYachid Lekan Ulekan. And therefore, I say, says Rabbi Elazar, you're not sure? That's the Machlokes Rabbi Natan and Rabbi Yaakov. Do we look at when the Sheila was asked? We say, let's go according to now. Or do we say that we have a suffix and we take a look at it as a standard suffix? We don't know. So therefore, it'll be dependent in that case. Omar Rava, now, big machlokas rishonim, as I said, this is a difficult daf to get a clear-cut approach to. Big machlokas rishonim, what Rava is talking about. The Rashbam learns that this Omar Rava is irrelevant to the previous machlokas. Nothing to do with Reb Nosson, with Reb Yaakov, By the way, this has something to do with whether originally the girsa is Omar Rabba or the girsa is Omar Rava, as some have. It depends how this Rava fits in to the statement of Rabba before. So according to the Rashbam, it's completely irrelevant. He is making a statement in general. And it's a very strange statement that Rava makes. Well, Rava says, according to the Rashbam, and Rashbam admits that he can't figure out why this would be true, but what Rava is saying, according to the Rashbam, is that the determination of this field as being a Rishus HaYochid, B'yamot HaGeshamim, and a Rishut HaRabim, B'yamot HaChama, is not absolute. It depends whether it had once been defined as Rishus HaYochid. So it's only referring to when you start, but it's not referring to when it actually ends up happening. Therefore, Rava says this Mishnah, not the discussion of Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov, this Mishnah is only true, Shelo Avru, it's talking about where the field had not yet, with this thing in it, Lo Avru Alav Yemot HaGeshamim. Aval Avru Alav Yemot HaGeshamim, Rishut HaYachid Lekan HaLekan. If this beacon, from the time that they put up this fence and made it an area that people don't walk in, if it already came the Yemot HaGeshamim, having once been defined as a Rishut HaYachid, it's always a Rishut HaYachid. Why in the world would such a thing be true? I'm not sure, says the Rashba. Maybe it's a Gzeira de Rabbana, that once we need to be Machmer on it, so if then afterwards we're going to be Mekel, people will think we'll be Mekel, even Yemot HaGeshamim, where we should have been Machmer, so we already give it a din of Lechumra, and say it's always considered to be a Suffolk Lechumra. Maybe it's really good Svara. But he doesn't explain what the Svara would be. So I don't know, maybe it's a Svara Malyata, that it's defined by, because we don't really, see the problem is we don't really know the basis of the difference between Rishus HaYach and Rishus HaRabim. As far as we're concerned, it seems to be some kind of totally abstract halacha l'Moshe B'Sinai. Therefore, the Rashbam says, I mean, I can't tell you whether it's a good Svara, because I don't know how the Svara affects the underlying Yisod, because I don't know what the Yisod is. But maybe it's a good Svara. I don't know. Okay. Or maybe it's a Chumra. Says Tosfos, it's absolutely a crazy Svara. What kind of possible difference would it make what the thing happened to have been once? Tosfos rejects this approach. Furthermore, Tainus Tosfos, wouldn't you say it's a little bit strange that the only time anybody ever heard Rava is here? If Rav is attached to this Mishnah, every time we bring up this sugya, we should have said, by the way, Rav says that this is only true on a one-time basis. Did you ever hear that before? You're telling me it's coincidental that we were just discussing the case of Rav Nosson and Rav Yaakov, and possibly Rav, and now Rav suddenly said that's the only time we hear about it? It can't be, says Tosfos. Obviously, Rav is referring back to the statement of Rabbi Elazar. He's not referring to the Mishnah as a whole. He's not saying that's always the case of defining Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid. What he's talking about, Tina, is the re, that this is only on the case that you're asking. That's the point. So if Rishus HaRabim, we now don't know when it happened, and we know that there never were a Yemot HaGeshamim from the time that the guy was there. That's what it's talking about. So then we allow you to go ahead, if you're coming to ask in front of us, if the situation is that we could say that it's Rishus HaYochid, we'll say it's Rishus HaRabim, because now it's Rishus HaRabim. But if already since that time, we would have had to have been Machmir and said that it's Rishus HaYochid, the Yemot HaGeshamim already passed, so then we're not going to be Mekel. Okay, so it has to do with this particular case. There's a Rabbeinu Chananel, there's another Svara that Tosfos doesn't like, but points out that Lamaisa in the Yerushalmi, there seems to be such an issue, namely that Rabbi Yochanan says in the Yerushalmi, it depends how close to the Yemot HaGeshamim it is. So maybe that's what it means. Lo Shanu Ela, that it just didn't pass the Yemot HaGeshamim. And Mamela, we should have to think that, well, I mean, he's talking about something that happened last week. You know, so he's saying he's not sure whether it was already the Yemot HaGeshamim as a borderline. So that's what it means, that it's all shown that it wasn't borderline. Tosfos says it like that. But that's not what it's saying here. Okay, but that's Rabbi Nachmanov. Again, it's very difficult to get through a daf without clear-cut guidance from the Rishayim. You know, I can't say boich svaras in a Gemara that it means this or that. Since the Rashbam himself is telling you, maybe it's a svara, I don't feel very comfortable in giving any kind of real pshat in the daf. But basically, the daf is raising questions about the nature of general chazakas. Do we look at now? Do we look at before? Do we need a combination of having information before and seeing what the current circumstances are? Does it make a nafkamina whether something changed in the middle, such as in this case, the machlokas of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nosson, the machlokas Tanoim, about whether we have to worry about changes? Okay, it's a rich daf, which could take us a few years of analysis to go through, but I assume you'd like to end the Daf Yomi at one point today. So we'll do that rather arbitrarily right now. Just let's do our review. Ahima Tanta, the Avikatuvba, Bechaim Ubemavet. Rav Amar Rekabat Ashkimira, Shvilamar Rekabat Nadbari, Rav Amar Rekabat Ashkimira. Once a guy talks about Mavet, he's talking about only to be chalach armitaka barlay, like a matna shrimira. Why did he mention bechayim? It's a simba bialma. He's saying, oh, alavaya should live. Vishmulama, areka matna bari. The guy is writing bechayim. So he means that the gift should be chal mechayim. Why does he write bemavet? He's saying, me'atavi adolam. Aminardoi, hilchata kavati de rab. Omar rava, but if he writes bechayim, he's kona, says Amemra. Yeah, but that's the point. Let Hilchata Kavati the Rava. Omle Ravashil Amemra. Well, obviously. Cheated less Hilchata. Amrinado Hilchata Kavati the Rav. Now, you missed the point. Amemra is saying that Mao the Tema, the word Mechaim, as opposed to Bechaim, over there, Modi Rav. Kamash Valenta. Nonetheless, we passed it against Rava like Rav. Audi Alta, Kamil Nachman Ardo, for this kind of case. He didn't want a paskin here, so he sent him to Rabbi Yerbia Barava Shutamia, because he said, look, I hold that the halacha is like Rav, and Hocha Atu de Shmuel, Echi Navet Kavati de Rav. I'll send him outside of town, over there they'll paskin for him like Rav. Ahida Atoy Lakami de Rava. So Ovad La Rava Kishmaite. So she was harassing him, Avika Tordale, Omar Le, Rav Potler of Papa, Breda of Chanan Safra. You know what? We got to get rid of this woman. So zil kitovla, and then right at the end, so cher aleyamo mita'an. And then they give it to her and say, go take it to the Bet Din. So she said, oh man, he should only let his ship go down. Atuyukamatikli? So I'm shino lamani the rabba b'maya, but it didn't help. Afilo achi lo ifrik mitiv'an. Lo katav bashkiv meira. Rabbanya, could you close the door? Lo katav bashkiv meira. Who omer shchiv mera hayita? Ve'en omrim bari hayita. Tzarich lavi ra'aya sheshchiv mera haya. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Ve'chachamim omrim ha'motzi mechavero alav ra'aya. So who matnanta da'avi katav ba kadavi kotzev rami ba'arse, which is the normal lashon, and as we mentioned, the normal lashon for matnat bari is kad mahalech al ragloi b'shuka. And here it did not end with Umigo Mire Iftelabet Olme. So Omar Rabba, who cares? He's obviously dead now and buried. Are mate, are kivromochiakala. Omar Abaye, what kind of svar is that? Hashto Masvina. We're over there, a Ruban and a shipwreck are gonna go down, and nonetheless no dimalaim chumre chayim vchumre metim. Cholim? Shrov cholim lechayim lo koshike? Omer Ravina Breda Rav Yehoshua, Kaman Ozla Hashmait Tei De Rabba, Kerebi Datan, Netanya, Mi Motzi Miyad Mi in such a Matana, who Motzi Midehem without even needing to bring a Raya, because he's obviously, was the one who was there, Vehine Motzi Miyad Ola B'Raya, Totan is Rabbi Yafa. Rabbi Natan Omer, Im Bari Hu now, Alav Lavi Raya Shayashkid Mira. Im Shkiv Mira now, Aleyam Lavi Raya Shabariya. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Ulatuma, Seimach Loket, it's not. בימות החמור רשות היחד לשבת, רשות הרבים לתומה, בימות הגשבים, רשות היחד לכאן ולכאן. As far as how to determine a status where we don't know what it was at the time, that's dependent in the machlokas Rabbi and Rav Nosson. Omar Rava lo shana lo shalo over alav yimot ha-gishamim, either on the bika or on the tumah, machlokas rishonim. Aval over alav yimot ha-gishamim, reshut ha-yachid, lekan u-lekan.